Log Talk Radio.
I know exactly who this is. This is KC, calling out at Richmond, Virginia. Oh, did I say welcome to She Zone Radio? I'm so sorry. Welcome to She Zone Radio. All right. Before we go into the show, I just want to introduce my co-host for tonight, the lovely Teddy. Teddy, talk to the people.
I already know who this is. This is Teddy Bell, calling out of that good old 757. Good evening, ladies. How y'all doing?
Good evening, ladies. Matter of fact, Teddy, tell me, how was your day today? Before we get into the juicy stuff, tell me exactly how was your day.
Hey, my day was alright. You know what I'm saying? I got on my grind, did what I had to do, and it was an alright day. It was kind of stressful, but it was good. How about you, bro? How was your day?
Man, look, I think today was one of the best days that happened to me. I got this. A chance to go and visit my friend, you know, that was laid to rest that I've been talking about. And, you know, today was the day that, you know, she was laid to rest and had the viewing and everything. And I'm going to say, hey, tonight was a good night. Today was a good day. That's all I'm going to say. When you lay somebody to peace, man, that's the best day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Today was shout out to Michelle Bobby, you know what I'm saying? This show for you. Shout out to you. And anybody else that had a loved one that has passed on within the last week or month or year or whatever, this show is to you. This show is to you. So we're going to do some shout outs at the end of the show. So I definitely want y'all to shout out your loved ones that has passed away. And today we're just going to make the end of the show about our loved ones, you know, because sometimes we need to vent to each other because we all going through something, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I definitely want you all to, you know, shout out your loved ones. It could be a friend, it could be an ex, it can even be a puppy that passed away. Y'all just show some love to the puppies too, you know what I'm saying? We love the puppies too.
Puppies need love too.
Yes, puppies need love too. Kitty cat could have been a goldfish, because some of y'all ass got these goldfish. Y'all put them in the little tank, and then them things be hungry as hell. And as soon as they get hungry, they get them face, especially them fams. The goldfish be looking at them like, bitch, feed me. You know what I'm saying? And y'all just take the goldfish and flush them. Can I get a whoop? Some of y'all did it.
I did it.
That's why they got the face. They got the face hit on. Flush the damn goldfish in the trash can. That's fucked up.
Like,
I'm
no,
sorry, y'all.
Don't do it. No. You gone.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm so sorry. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, but look, tonight we're going to talk about studs. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about studs having babies by men. Is this okay? We're not talking about you had the child before you became a lesbian. You know what I'm saying? We talking about you being a full-fledged, hey, what's up? How you doing? My name Chatty. My name PP. You know, whatever. You know, those studs, you know, hardcore, whatever, having sex with men for pleasure. You know what I'm saying? And having kids out of it, calling it rape. I want to know from all the callers on the phone tonight that's listening, how do you feel about this studs? I guess you want to say, like the men, they call them the down low. We're going to say the studs on the down low. You know what I'm saying? So, Teddy, tell me how you feel about that.
I mean, personally, I don't understand it, nor do I. I mean, each his own. But I think them thugs are confused. They don't know if they want to be, you know, a lesbian or be bi or whatever. I just don't get it. I don't even know how to comment on it for real.
I don't know what to say. I mean, honestly, you know what I'm saying? The society that we live in, anything is possible. I just feel like, you know, if the doms, it could be fams, doms, whatever. If you call yourself a lesbian, you know what I'm saying? You want to have a kid and it's planned, I'm not going to knock you. It is what it is. You do what you want to do, boo-boo. But if you out there hardcore sagging your pants, you know what I'm saying, and just jumping in bed with being at the men, like, my question is he gay? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, like, what?
Like, you know, she looking more man than her daddy, and, you know, she bending over to this dude that she probably look more mad in. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, okay, I don't know what's going on. I'm not getting it. You know, like I said, shout out to the studs that, like, they, you know, that I guess you could call them bisexual studs. Shout out to you all. It is what it is. You love who you love. Whatever, boo-boo, whatever. But, like I say, you know, it is what it is. I just,
That's why I said I can't comment. You know, I can't comment.
I'm
like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna knock nobody because we, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, I just sometimes don't understand it. Like, you know, I can understand if it's playing. You know, it's okay. Cause it costs a lot of money to, like, go through this assimilation. Adoption costs a lot of money. Then you gotta make so much money a year to adopt. You know what I'm saying? So I can understand, like, you know, women want to have a baby, but that's planned. That's okay. You know, it is what it is. But, you know, you going around, yeah, man, I can't stand dudes. Dudes get on my nerves. You know, y'all nasty for sleeping with men. These be the main studs on Facebook, Twitter, Tik, all that stuff to be on their statuses. Like, man, I can't stand bisexual women. But y'all be the ones be looking more mad than somebody's daddy be bending over there and put their booty on that mad thing. You know what I'm saying? Be real. Be 100. If you want to be bisexual, you need to tell your family something. You know what I'm saying? So, what I want to do right now, man, I definitely want to hit the lines up because I want to know exactly how you ladies feeling about the studs that like to get it in with the men for pleasure and not planned, right? So, 919-806, talk to She's on Radio.
Yay, I'm first.
What
hey,
what's up?
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing today?
All right, and you?
But, my opinion on this is, I know a couple females who do that. One of them, I actually agree with her on this because it was basically she came up with an agreement with one of our friends who is on, like, it was one of their last death wish to have a child. He just so happens to be gay, so she's a stud. They decide we all best friends and whatnot. She decided that, hey, she's going to be that female to give him that child. I agree with that. I would have did the same thing. But I know another female who is, I wouldn't say a so-called stud, but she's a stud and whatnot. She's one of them hardcore, and cut the hair and everything, sagging the pants, tattoos everywhere, piercings everywhere. She's hardcore. And she likes the dick. She likes the dick. She won't let you know. The only people that know is the people that's close to her. She won't let you know. But it's kind of ironic to me because, like you said, with the other, as you said, the females who I don't like dudes, blah, 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 like she's forever. Now, I can't stand dudes, nasty, fuck niggas, fuck dicks, fuck this, blah, 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 like what in the hell? But yet, you quick to jump on a nigga that's cute, that's fine as hell, that you think is fine, you quick to jump on his dick. But yet, you're supposed to be a lesbian, but yet, you don't like dudes. Like, I don't get it. I really don't. But to each his own, whatever rocks your boat, whatever gets your, I said bloat, whatever rocks your boat, whatever gets you wet at night, whatever makes that orgasm come, do what you got to do. I don't care. It ain't me. I know what I like. Do what you got to do.
That's right. You know, I commend your friend that has sex with the gay man to have a baby. That's natural. Men and women are supposed to have sex. Mm-hmm. You know, it's supposed to be planned sex if you're a lesbian. You know what I'm saying? I can understand that because there is something that needs to be done. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Both of you all want kids. How else are you going to have kids if you don't spend all this money? You know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. I understand that one because there's a lot of people that do that. They just want children. They don't want no connection with the man or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I understand that. But I also don't understand. Yeah, what's up? My name Tico. You know, these be the pretty boys, though, with long cornrows, dreads, or whatever, with the red tips at the end, with the red hair, or whatever, you know, with the pants sagging, looking like Trey Songz in the face. Yeah, what's up? My name TT. You know what I'm saying? That's the, you know, she on the bed. Hey, girl, my name is Tashana. I'm just TT doing the day. You know, my name, you know what I'm saying? Girl, my name is Peaches, but you can call me Paul. You know what I'm saying? Like, no ma'am, no girl, no boo boo. No, I don't find that attractive at all. That is not attractive. No.
That's a negative, buddy.
That's a negative. Yes, it is. Girl, it is negative. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it is what it is. You know, people. I'm not going to judge them. I just don't understand it. And I hope somebody will give me the answer to understand why do people front. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to know. Like, the front. You know, I want to know that. We might even have a bisexual still on the line tonight. She probably pressing one like it ain't no problem. I want to talk to you. Okay? I want to talk to her, honey. Yes.
Like, what's her name?
What is her name? Because she need to tell me. Why? Oh, is it fun? You know, do you get a thrill out of having sex with men and, you know, you look probably like him, like I could be brothers, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's just not cute. I don't know. I don't know. Go pray for him.
That's all we can do. Pray for him.
That's all we can do, baby. Like I said, I'm not going to judge him because you don't judge nobody. But just because we're not judging him, I mean, we just don't understand. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand. I love bisexual women. They cool with me. Sure, don't understand that doing nothing to me. You could be a lesbian and do something to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care who you are, as long as you showing me respect. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Hey.
But I definitely want to thank you, sweetheart, for calling in. She's on radio. Do not go anywhere. You already know we're going to be talking about a whole lot of stuff tonight. We got 2 hours, okay? So do not go anywhere.
Plus, I need y'all advice tonight, too. So, yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to get to that segment, too. So, hold that advice for me, okay?
All right.
All right, sweetheart.
All
right. All right, ladies. We're going down to area code 202-213. Talk to me and Ted D. Y'all like that? That was kind of corny, but y'all like it. Y'all like it.
That's
right. Hey, 202-213.
Well, hello, Daddy, hello, Teddy.
Hey, Snigger Plum.
Hi, how are you?
You haven't met her, Teddy. You haven't met her yet, Teddy. You'll meet her in August.
Oh, right. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How is everyone? I'm the baby girl. I'm Casey's baby. Yes, I am.
Hey.
Hey, Daddy, you know I have a response to the question, honey. I'm going to let you know I am a full-blown lesbian. Never touched it. But as far as the studs, honey, baby, boo. It's a pitiful, I don't judge. But it's a crying shame in today's society that they do what they do. Because they perpetrate a fraud, in the street and then they go home behind closed doors, it's a whole nother story. The wig go on and the pants come off. So I'm like, well, what is the deal, honey? What are you? Are you a stud or are you a femme? What are you? So do you know what you are? Really, the real answer is that it is the answer to your question, Daddy, is a perpetration, because they really don't want no one to know who they truly are. So they perpetrate, you know, to the women, because I feel like it's like womanizing. And to a woman, you do what you want to do. You get what you want to get out of a woman, but then when you go home, you get womanized.
That's true.
So it's like a never ending cycle, and it's sickening to almost, because they're degrading themselves in women that are truly lesbians. It puts a bad name to lesbians that are truly lesbians, whether it be femmes or studs.
True, true, true.
That's so true.
So, that's my response.
Well, your response was wonderful, you know what I mean?
Well, you know me.
No, you just gotta keep it real, you know, like...
I got to.
I just hope nobody take anything serious, because this is all a debate, we all talking, and... Everybody will not agree with everything, so do not get acting crazy, you know. Cause
Oh no! It's real is real. We all grown here. It's nobody that are kids. I say I'm the baby, and I am, but I'm still a grown woman. And I would hope everybody that comes on here to listen to this show is grown enough and you know, able enough to listen, give your opinion. My opinion may not matter to you, but my opinion is my opinion, and I'm going to be real about my opinion.
Right.
You, Daddy, you know I don't bite my tongue and don't have cut cards. If I'm real with you, Daddy, why would I cut cards about two people I don't know? Why would I do that? That's perpetrating a fraud on my end, and I don't do that.
Oh, that's right.
Perpetrating a fraud is perpetrating a fraud.
That's your child, bro.
Perpetrating a fraud is perpetrating a fraud. If I'm going not cut a card to my father, but come on here and bite my tongue because I'm scared I'm going to step on somebody's toes or hurt a feeling, then I may as well have not gotten on this phone.
Right.
So I would just like to say it's no law, it's no hurt feelings that I hope that are hurt, but and it is no love lost if it is.
You know when you a real person, feelings don't matter anyway.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no, you wasn't put on this earth to please everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And if you a real friend, I see it like this. If you a real friend or a true godly person, and you got Jesus in you for real, and you a real friend, you gonna be real to your friends, and you gonna be real to other people, because then that's when you know that you can be real with yourself and to God.
Right.
So, that's it and all.
Well, that's right. Well, you keep being blessed, sweetheart, daughter. I'm going to come back. Do not go nowhere, because the show has just begun, okay? Do not go anywhere.
You know,
I'm going to take some callers, and we'll be back to you, okay? So, y'all be thinking of a topic, too. I'm going to be asking the first person to hit press number one in a few minutes, so y'all get ready for you. Press that number one for me. But I'm gonna go down to the next caller. All right. You have
okay.
a good night.
I love
we don't go nowhere. All right, love you too, baby.
Okay.
All right. Alright, area code 302-287. Before I go to area code 302-287, ladies, do not be scared to talk to me and Teddy. We are very humble. We want to talk to you, even if you're going through, even if you're going through anything, girlfriend problems, home problems, relationship problems, whatever. You know what I'm saying? We're here to talk to you. So y'all press that number one, okay? We're here for you. Alright, area code 302-287. Talk to us.
The KP.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm tired. Hey, Teddy Bear.
Hey, Bear.
Don't get quiet. You know I'm coming for you. Don't get quiet. Let me get back to you. But anyway, I'm tired. It's been a long day. Work, the show, the kid, the cooking, the cleaning, the whole everything. Just what I do every day. I'm tired now. All right, so what was the question? I'm sorry, I was calling in late, but I just finished making some ribs and some red beans and rice and some string beans
I woke up late.
I know, she going to say this, but I'm fat and I'm hungry. I'm over here trying to give me a snack on the low, you know what I'm saying?
What?
Man, I'm trying to...
So, what
in the gym
question?
Trying to lose weight, and she going to bring up ribs. Lord.
Yeah, I want me to bring out some when I come on the floor, so I'll bring out a pot.
Yes, please bring them. .com.
Alright, so what
are we talking
tonight?
The topic tonight is pretty much, we're talking about studs, right? We're talking about the studs.
What about the studs
that have planned pregnancy with men, because, you know, people do that. You know, we're talking about the studs that have sex with the man for pleasure, but still rocking. Hey, what's up, baby? I'm TT. Fuck bisexual.
Oh,
you know, we talking about those
ones. That's an easy topic. That's just studs that fucking are fucking confused. Bitch, you're straight. The only difference is you're straight because you're a fucking tomboy. You're a tomboy that does dick. There's no difference. That's all it is. You're a bitch that likes to get dick down, and you like to wear baggy clothes and boxers and that's it. Come on, y'all already know I don't bite my tongue. Y'all already know I don't give a fuck about nobody's feelings. If you are fucking a nigga, bitch, you are not gay. You're not bisexual, bitch, you are straight. You're getting dick down. He's coming. You're probably sucking his dick and doing everything else that the straight bitches do. The only difference is that you got to put it on and boxes that you got to take off when you're in the closed doors. Next.
All right.
Well, she told you that bisexual stud is pressing that one. She told you, because I know it's one on here, so please
please know that my fucking show is not called The Juice for no reason. Tiffany is a real bitch over here. I don't give a fuck about your feelings. You're lying to yourself if you're a fucking good nigga and claiming to be a fucking stud. At least be a real bitch and be like, you like studs on studs, because we all know studs on studs like to get dick down. That's the whole point of being a stud on stud. So if you're a stud and you're fucking a nigga, bitch, you're not gay. Cut that shit the fuck out. You like to get dick down. You're just a bitch in baggy clothes. And such, if you have a problem with what I'm saying, please press one. I will stay on the phone with you. No, it's no problem.
Wow.
Uh-oh, we got a challenge. I mean, yeah, that's your opinion, sweetheart. You know what I'm saying?
That's nasty. I can't. Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. So this is going to be a topic for my show. Trust me. It's coming up in a few weeks. These bitches, now, it's bad enough that bisexual chicks, at least I respect those hoes, because at least they real enough to tell you that they like pussy and dick, even though they confuse the shit and it's nasty. But I still respect them. But a stud, please, sweetheart, if you are walking around with Tims on and baggy jeans and boxers and a fucking fitted on and a button up talking about you're a stud, and you're going home at 9 p.m. and you're fucking your dude, bitch, you're straight, and you just like to wear his clothes. That's it. Like, get the fuck out of here. You're dirty and you're fucking nasty. Just go put on a fucking skirt and some pumps like the rest of these straight whores and do what you do. Don't fucking come lying to us. Because see, if I deal with a stud and I find out that you fucking a nigga, bitch, I'm going to have your life. I'm just going to be sitting in jail with a no-neck bitch. And I guess I'm just going to be her bitch for 25 years. That's all that's going to happen.
Well, damn. You out over there, bro?
No, I'm sorry. Listen, let me tell you something. Let me put it out there. Not my wife that died, because my wife is not in this conversation. But my ex-girlfriend, Monique Black, she's from New York City. She's 31. yes, I was digging that bitch down with a strap every night, a 10-inch. And this bitch claimed to be so studdish, but how are you so studdish? And I'm fucking you, and I'm the femme. Come on, bitch. Get your player cards up. I'm a femme. I'm not supposed to be... You're supposed to be able to fuck me. Why am I fucking you, and why are you giving my strap head, and I'm a fucking femme? What? Come on. So you like dicks. Okay.
Well, damn.
That's what I say. Well, damn.
Well, maybe she just wanted to fail you. I mean, Mimi, who wouldn't want to fail you, Mimi? I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying?
I am a lesbian. I'm a femme. I don't believe in fucking a stud. You fuck me. I don't fuck you. And that's if I choose to let you fuck me, because everybody can't.
Ooh.
But you can, if it happens. But anyway, so you're not. I'm not supposed to be able to fuck you with a 10-inch, and I'm not supposed
right.
to sit on the bed and sip my wine while you give my strap head, and I'm just looking at you. I mean, come on. I mean, that's dirty. That's nasty. That makes me have low respect for you. Studs out there, your girlfriend should not be able to fucking strap up on you unless that's your wife. If that's your wife, then do what you do, boo boo. But I'm talking to the bitches who you are just a girlfriend to, and you're a stud. You are not supposed to let your bitch strap up on you. You are supposed to strap up on that bitch. I'm not supposed to have you moaning and climbing the walls. You're supposed to have me moaning and climbing the walls.
Right?
Well, damn.
I know, right? I'm just quiet. Yes. Amen. Let the church say amen.
I know that's right. She gotta work that.
I'm just saying. I don't think it's right.
I feel you.
I mean, but you know, everybody like different shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not judging. But what studs? Number one, you have females out here that front all day, like your girl said. That was your girl that just called, right?
Nah, that was my daughter. That was my gay daughter.
Yes, yes, I love her. She's a real bitch. I can fuck with her. And I'm not calling you a bitch because I think you're a bitch. I'm calling you a bitch because I don't know your name. But I fuck with you. But you, the females lie and they front. If you are a stud and you like to get dick down, listen, bitch, I'm a stud and I like to get dick down and this is what I like. Okay, bitch, I'm going to respect you. And then you find out that you're in a club with a femme one day and then I see you in the fucking bars. Later with a nigga getting dick down and you giving him head. That's trifling. Bitch, come on. Be real with yourself. Mimi is Mimi. Mimi likes cookie all day. Mimi don't give a fuck what a bitch has to say about her. It don't fucking matter. Bitch, I might be one thing to you, but trust and believe I'm probably everything to your mother or your daughter. So, I don't give a fuck. Be real with yourself. Why would you lie? Why would you lie? People lie because they're scared about what people think. Fuck what people think. Be yourself. A motherfucker can't like you for you, then fuck them. You wasn't born for anybody to fucking like you. I came in this world by myself. I will die by myself. That's it.
Hear that? There's
nothing more to have.
Hear that?
That's quiet over there, Marcus.
We listening to you. We letting you go.
That just irks me. I just hate fake bitches, and I just hate bitches that lie and just front.
Right.
Don't front. I have stud friends, and all my stud friends, trust and believe, are real bitches. They are real about their shit, and they will let you know they are no bitch. I'm a femme. I wish a nigga would come to me talking about, can you see you what? If you bring your mother or your daughter around, she looks good. I could take her or your girl, but I don't want you. What the fuck? No. Just walking around here pregnant by niggas. What are you doing? What are you doing? You're a stud. If you're going to get pregnant because you want to have kids for your mother, like, I can respect that. Like, okay, I see what you're doing. That's sweet and everything, but be real about it. Like, just don't be going around here talking about you fucking all these bitches when you really fucking all these niggas. You fucking Tommy and Henry and David and Paul and all of them. Like, don't do it. That's Christ. But I guess I'll let your other callers get. But I'm still going to listen if anybody has a problem with whatever I said. Just tell me the question and I will. Yeah, I already know how I do. I don't. It's me.
I respect you. You already know.
I know. I respect you guys too. I love you guys. Why do you think I support y'all? And y'all better watch my show tomorrow. It's on cheating. So,
I'm
cheating.
What?
I went in on that one because I hate bitches that cheat. If you don't want to be with your bitch, tell her. That's a real woman like to do. But I'm going to still be listening. So, when you guys get your next topic, I'll probably have something to say about that too. But I'm about to go eat my ribs because they smell mad good. Like, they like falling off the bone.
No,
can
she
you
bring
got
up
me over
here
like,
ugh.
Can you bring up some ribs?
I'm going to get
you on Twitter. Got me hungry, damn, shit.
I know. Can you bring up some ribs? Come on, bring Teddy Bear some ribs now. Come on.
I'm going to make some food before I come up there. And then y'all can come to my room and get some food when I get there.
All right.
Yes. Yes.
All right, that sounds
good. All right, well, I'll talk to y'all soon. Let your other callers get their opinions in.
All right, thank you for calling. She's on radio, and we will be right back to you.
Of course.
All right. All right, area code 860990. Let us know, how do you feel about the studs? Now, listen to me, man. Before we get to you, 860, I want to get the question out. So how do you feel about the studs? Not the ones that have the planned sex with the men to have kids. That's understandable. You know, people got to do what they got to do to have kids, whatever, you know. But how do you feel about those that are out there that are having sex with men for pleasure? Put it like that. How do you feel about those? 860-990, talk to us.
863.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Teddy?
I know.
What up, though, people? Okay, alright. I have been sitting over here ready to fucking blow a gasket. You don't even understand. First of all, Mimi, if you're listening, I want some ribs. I'm going to be a Pride, okay? I really want some ribs. If they're beef ribs, I can get down. If they're pork ribs, I'll pass. But I want some food when I get the sheep ride, please. I ain't had no good down-home Southern cooking in a long time. Okay, now that I got that out, because I've been sitting over here licking my chops, because you know I like food just as much as I like women. Okay. I'm going to try and make this really brief. Back in the day, when I was coming up as a young lesbian woman, it was explained to me by a 50-year-old lesbian back then. Now, this I'm talking way back when. I'm talking as old or as young as you all are, okay? I'm talking 34 years ago when I decided I was going to take a step on the wild side. It was told to me that a lesbian is a woman who loves women and has intercourse and relations with a woman. I have no understanding. I don't understand how a motherfucker can be walking down the street holding her fucking crotch, but then climbing into the bed and having juicy ass real life sex with a dude. That's not a lesbian. That's a woman who enjoys dressing like a boy and every once in a while getting hit off by a girl, but loves to get dicked down. That's not a lesbian. That's not a lesbian. A true lesbian is a woman who loves women, sleeps with women, eats with women, pisses with women, shits with women, and lays down with women. And all she has on her mind when it comes to her sexual desires is a woman. Now, it's a natural thing to want penetration for a woman with some women. I happen to be one of those women who does not enjoy in the least bit no penetration. I don't like it. It's just not for me. Not to say that it's not for every woman. Or even stuff, but to be sitting there and from what I heard from the previous conversation, it's like, come on, you're getting strapped down and you're the one with a fucking fitted backwards and a pair of Tims. What are you getting fucked with your Tims on? I don't understand it. To each his own. Yes, and I get that, but what I just don't get is just going and sleeping with a man and being all right with pulling up your boxers, you know, wiping the sweat off your brow, and grabbing your crotch and walking out the door with your pants hanging down to your fucking knees. If you're going to be a woman, be a woman. Be a feminine woman. But don't perpetrate a fraud and say that you are a stud. Because you're not a stud. You're a girl who likes to dress like a boy and get dicked. Period, the end. I don't understand it. Look, I haven't been touched, and you all know this. I'm not ashamed to say it now because I'm getting touched. Please believe me when I tell you. But I ain't been touched in fucking 10-plus years. I was a touch me not. So, you know, I mean, I'm a stud. I don't like to be called that. I mean, but it is what it is. In reality, I'm a stud. But I embrace my femininity. That doesn't right. mean that I want. That doesn't mean that I want to be kissed by something that smells like grill cream or some shit. I don't want to be touched. I don't want to be kissed by someone who's got fucking Old Spice fuck cologne on, or wears fucking Right Guard deodorant. No, I want someone that smells pretty, like some Secret or some damn Lady's Feet stick or some female that Lady's Decree. You know, that purple passion deodorant that just makes you want to just bite their underarm, something like that. You know, that's what I am. I love a good smelling ass woman.
Yes, Lord.
You have a good smelling woman. Oh my goodness. And especially if she tells me what fragrance, and like I buy that fragrance for her, like I go out and I spend $90 for some damn can. Oh my God. But anyways, oh yeah.
Had a moment, huh?
I did. I had just a, yeah.
Had a moment. It's okay.
Okay, I'm back now. I'm ready for Steve Pride, okay? I gotta say that. I am bursting. Like, I got my suitcases on the side, over up against the wall, and like, I'm ready to pack up my shit and go tomorrow. Do you hear me? I'm ready for Steve Pride.
We ready for you.
Ooh-wee. Oh my goodness gracious, I'm so ready. So ready. Even if I spend the whole weekend in my room rolling from side to side saying, oh, I love my bed, I love my bed, I love my bed. Oh, I love my couch, I love my couch, I love my couch.
No, that's right.
The first thing I'm gonna do when I get there is I'm stripping down naked, butt ass naked, and running around my room.
Yeah.
Flopping on the bed, jumping on the bed. Come on.
Oh, you at the high here too, right?
Yes, I am.
Oh yeah, you gonna have a good room.
Yeah, I need some. I need some food company, though. I'm trying to tell you. Like, I hate eating by myself. There's nothing worse than, like, ordering food and eating alone.
Well, you can eat with us.
Look, I just want to eat. You already know.
Right. Well, guess what? At the Hyatt, it's Red Lobster. You got Olive Garden. You got Chick-fil-A. It's like 13 different, and it's a buffet right across the street.
I love Chick-fil-A. We don't have Chick-fil-A in Connecticut. I'm going to eat chicken all goddamn weekend long. I'm going to eat so much chicken, I'm going to walk on the train clucking. I'm going to be plucking feathers out of my mouth. That's how much chicken I'm going to eat. Yes, I am. I'm going to get some chicken out. Now, I'm coming down there, ladies. I'm trying to tell you, I am a big, cuddly sweetheart. When you see this big old radiant smile and this mohawk walking across the room, just politely say hello, and I promise you I'll reach you back. I just want to meet people. It's been so long since I've met a bunch of lesbians. I have been in seclusion for a year and a half. It's time for me to get out and mingle. Yes. But that's just nasty. Yeah, I'm done. I gotta get off the soapbox tonight. I'm trying to be good. I really am. I'm trying to be so good. And if I hurt someone's feelings, I hope you got the telephone number to 1-800. I don't give a fuck.
Oh. Okay. Well, damn, y'all ladies heard that.
I am the real truth. I'm a straight up motherfucking lesbian. I love women. I love the smell. I love the taste. I love the look. I love the way they walk. The way they stand with their back arched, hand on their hip, one foot to the side. I love the way they chew. I love the way they put on lip gloss, bat their eyes, lick their lips, swing their hips. Okay, I'm done now.
Oh, are you over here getting it in, huh? She was having a she-she moment, girl.
I was having a serious moment. Yes, it is. So I'm with the show. I'm not going anywhere. So if I press you again later on in the topic, I'll be ready to say something. You already know.
You know, we're going to be ready to listen. We're going to be ready to listen.
Because I'm like an asshole. I have an opinion.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm grown. I know what I'm talking about. I should write a book. I'm telling you. Enjoy the show.
All right. Over. Well, thank you. Thank you, my Susan, for coming in and talking to us on She's On Radio. Do not go anywhere, please. All right.
Later.
I'll take these few calls so we can get to this next topic for the hour. All right. All right.
Later.
I'll be right back.
All right.
All right. Code 720-252. Tell us how you feel about studs. Not the plans. Sex with the fams or with the men. I'm sorry, ladies. Please forgive me. Not the plan sex with the men, but we talking about studs is out there having sex with men for pleasure and claiming that, you know, they hate bisexuals. How do you feel about that, area code 720-252?
Well, hello, Teddy.
Well, hello.
Hey. I haven't been on here in a minute. Well, this is an interesting topic. People going to get mad at what I say. And before I say what I say, I don't give a damn. If you feel some type of way, please hit me up on Facebook, Amber Carter Lyric Sky, or, I mean, we can, it don't matter. You know what I'm saying? So, my thing is this. A lot of people that's having sex with men, I mean, you got to look at it. It's not only stuff that's doing it, it's fems too. You know what I'm saying? That's in the closet, that's not coming out. You know what I'm saying? With it. Not wanting to admit it to the world that they bisexual or that they still like men in some type of sense. Some of those women, like I have a cousin that's scared to come out because my family just fucking, they disowned me and my mother because we're lesbians. So she's scared to get disowned by her mother and the rest of the family if she come out. So she still pretend that she has a boyfriend and she fuck with men. You know what I'm saying? Some people just don't want the world to know. You know what I'm saying? Just like you got those down low men that's in the closet. Go home to their wife every night. You know what I'm saying? Pretending they happy. Pretend they got a happy family. Fuck his wife every night. But that weekend when they come around to the club, they go in the club fucking men. You know what I'm saying? So it's no different. The thing about it is, you know, you really can't be judgmental because you really don't know what's going on with these people. I mean, yes, it's nasty because if you tell a person what's going on that you still like men, then I'm ready to accept you more. You know what I'm saying? And respect you more than you not telling me. You
right.
feel me?
Right.
But some of these women that sit up here and be talking about this shit, oh, that's nasty. Well, what about your 5 and 6 year old or 3 year old child that's running around here, oh, mommy. Bitch, what about that?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's no different than, like I said, half these women that's running around here got these little bitty ass motherfucking babies stealing goddamn Pampers, sucking on a goddamn plastifier that ain't went through no woman, you know what I'm saying, and agreed to have a fucking baby with a significant other, but they fucking a man to get this child. But you claiming you a lesbian. You know what I'm saying? And you want me to come behind this motherfucker and lick your goddamn nasty ass pussy after this bitch done come to you. No. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'm good on that shit. I just don't understand. Like I said, I respect the motherfucker more if they come to me, even if they got little bitty babies, because I'm going to ask a question, how you get
right.
that baby. You know what
right.
I'm saying? Where does baby come from? Because you can't sit up here and tell me you ain't fucking no man, and you can't sit up here and tell me it was in vitro, because baby in vitro cost a lot of motherfucking money. So how you get this little baby? She about 4 years old, 3 years old, so come on with it. How you get this baby? I'm always asking questions. You know what I'm saying? Do you still fuck with men? What's going on? Because a woman, to know a woman, you know what I'm saying, being the fact that I've been in the game since I was 15, 16 years old. You know what I'm saying? Mind you, I ain't always just fucking with women. You know what I'm saying? I got twins that's 16 years old. You feel me? So at one point in time, I was fucking with a man to get my kids. You feel me? But
mm-hmm.
I'd rather for a woman to sit up here and tell me, you know what I'm saying? Well, yeah, I still fuck with men. You know what I'm saying? I will respect her more. Because regardless of what, if you're a true-ass lesbian, you know what I'm saying? You'll know if a woman fuck with a man or not, even if she don't tell you, just her sin alone would give it away.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
a woman
yes,
that's fucking
below.
With another... Uh-huh.
Yes, down below, yes. You can smell that.
Yes. Her
yeah.
sin is going to give it away. Because a woman fucking with just a woman... sin is completely different from a woman fucking with a man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the sin is going to give it away automatically if she don't tell you. It's going to give it away.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's just, it's a lot of, it's just like when people sit up here and be like, oh, the stuff for stuff shit and all this right here and all that right here. Hey, a lot of people don't like that. But don't be judgmental because it's still a woman. You know what I'm saying? I just want to be a fly on the wall when the shit transpires. Let me just be a fly on the goddamn wall to see what goes down. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't judging it. You know what I'm saying? To each his own. I ain't fucking with dick. You know what I'm saying? But if you choose to fuck with dick, that's what you choose to do. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to be in no relationship with you. No. You know what I'm saying? But just like the other chick said, like, I won't fuck my woman. I'd rather for her to fuck me. I'm confused on that shit, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm confused, and if she listening, if you take this the wrong way, then I stay on the line. We can talk about this, baby, okay? It's my thing. You know what I'm saying? You're a stud. Just because you a stud don't make you no man. You still a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I just don't want my woman to hear me moan and scream. I want to hear her moan, too. You know what I'm saying? Let me see if I got the motherfucking get going, my motherfucking time to make this bitch climb the wall. I don't give a fuck, because when them motherfucking Tims come off and them goddamn boxers come off, this bitch is a woman. She got a pussy and the titties and everything. And I want to lick some ass, suck some pussy, suck some toes and all that other shit. I want to do the same shit you doing to me. I may not strap up, but goddamn it, I'm a good motherfucking stick for...
I heard that. That's true. I mean, and that's, you know, that's me too. Like, when it comes down to my woman, I don't get down with the strap and all that, you know what I'm saying? That's just because I personally don't want to be penetrated. It has nothing to do with me being a lesbian. It's just my personal preferences. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, just because a woman want to get the strap, I just feel like, you know, that's her life. I'm not going to judge her. You know what I'm saying? And that doesn't mean that she want to be with a man. It just means she like to be penetrated. Women was born with the urge or the want to be penetrated. There's a lot of studs out there that just want to be with their woman. They don't want to have sex with their man, but they just want their woman to make love to them. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of women out there, like a lot of studs that I know, like they don't want it. They just want that woman, like they just no limits, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there shouldn't be no limits with your wife. Or especially if she your wife, you know what I'm saying? Like don't get me, you know, I feel like, you know, relationship plays two ways. And she wanna get pleased, baby, trust and believe me, if you ain't gonna please her, somebody else gonna please her ass, you know what I'm saying? That's just how I feel about, cause some films like to strap studs, you know what I'm saying? They do.
But see, at the same time, like, you know what I'm saying, this is my thing. At the same time, it's like, it shouldn't matter. Regardless
right.
if this is not your wife or this is not your girlfriend, if you just like sex, it shouldn't matter what goes down in your bedroom.
No,
you know what I'm
right.
saying? How you like to get fucked or how you like to fuck, it should not matter. Like I said, me personally, I'm not finna fuck with no stud that don't like to get, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not finna strap up, but if I choose, if I was that type of female that liked to motherfucking fuck my female too, hell yes.
You feel me? If that's what you like, baby, you do it.
When I take that strap off, I'm still putting on my goddamn 7-inch stilettos, and I'm still walking out. You know what I'm saying? Swing to the left and to the motherfucking right, and it ain't gonna matter what I did that night. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? That's just like me sitting up here judging a bitch taking a motherfucking 10-inch dick in a goddamn pussy. I'm not gonna judge you. If you like to take a 10-inch dick, it's on you. You know what
I'm
saying?
Some people's walls are deeper than others.
That's on you.
Some people walls deeper than others, and they can handle that 10. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Some people,
you know what I'm saying?
Know,
me, I ain't going to sit up here and lie. I can't handle it. For one, I don't want it. You know what I'm saying?
I can't even handle
it. I'm a lesbian for a reason, because the thing about it is I tell my females, if you think you can please me with a strap, that's a turnoff. You know what I'm saying? Please me with everything else. Your tongue, you know what I'm saying? Your fingers and all that other shit. Bitch, you don't have to put on no strap every time we get in the motherfucking bedroom and fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, it's females out there, just like these motherfucking females that's in the closet, they don't tell you, these goddamn sims, they don't tell you that they still fucking with a motherfucking man. But like I said, if you're a true-ass fucking lesbian, then you don't know the difference. Even if she don't come out her mouth and saying, excuse me, hands up, raise, excuse me, hello, I'm fucking with a man. But you still gonna smell that motherfucking odor. You know what I'm saying? That pussy tells, baby. That pussy tells a lot of goddamn stories. I don't give a fuck. It's gonna tell. And it's gonna tell off on your ass if you're fucking with a man and if you're not. So that fucking shit gonna hold a goddamn odor if a dick has been inside that shit. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I respect, you know what I'm saying, a female more if they tell me versus me having to find out. If you tell me the truth, then I respect you more. No, we may not fuck around. No, we may not be in no relationship, but I will respect you because you told me, like, look, I'm bisexual. I still fuck with men. And I give them females credit. You know what I'm saying? Because I have a cousin to this day, and I love this bitch to death because she'll tell a bitch in a minute, I still fuck with men. No, I don't fuck with men at the same time I fuck with females. I may be in a relationship with a man, and if that shit don't find out and I find a bitch, I'll be in a relationship with them or whatever. But I don't just fuck them at once.
Yeah.
I respect her for that shit. Because she keep it real. You know what I'm saying? She keep it real. And bitch be getting more bitches than I do.
Yeah,
and she bisexual. You know what I'm saying? But I don't sit up here, and I don't judge nobody for what they do, because what you do is what you do. If you want to have sex with a man, have sex with a man. Just keep it real with me. You know what I'm saying? Because if I'm going to judge somebody that's getting dick, then I might as well go on and judge motherfucking studs for studs. Might as well judge these goddamn females that's sitting up here with these goddamn 3- and 4- and 5-year-old babies running around a goddamn house and shit, stealing motherfucking pamphlets. You know what I'm saying? I might as well do that shit. But I'm not, because what you do is what you do. I'm not inside your house to see what you do when you're not around me. You know what I'm saying? Because I got my own shit over here. I know what I like, and I know what I don't like. But if you keep it real with me, then I'm going to keep it real with you, which is real, regardless of what, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I don't have no reason to sit up here and lie. I like women. I like pussy. You know what I'm saying? You tell me, like, I done fucked with plenty of femmes. I love femmes to death, and I'm a femme. I love them. I love a sexy bitch every now and then. You know what I'm saying? Me and her both walking out the house together in heels. I love that shit. Shit is a turn off. You know what I'm saying? But I done had a bitch, you know what I'm saying, that was motherfucking bisexual. But me and her, like I told her, me and you just doing the do. You know what I'm saying? I could never be in a relationship with you for fucking whatever. You know what I'm saying? I fuck you. I fuck your ass. Hell yeah, I fuck your ass because you fine as shit. Hell yes. I bend your ass over and fuck you. Won't give a fuck. But in a relationship, I would not be in a relationship with you. And that's how we had it for a year. For a year, that's how we had it. So, I mean, I don't know. A lot of people don't get mad. And like I said, I don't give a fuck. You can hit me up on Facebook, Amber Carter, Lyric Sky. or I will stay on this motherfucking line like I always do, and you can tell KC and Teddy that you want to talk to me, and I will be pleased to speak with you.
All right, y'all heard that. We got another challenge, ladies. So,
right on,
right on. So, definitely, if somebody wants to talk to you, I'm definitely going to pass on with you. All right, let me remember your area code, right? I got you. I know it now. So, when somebody...
You already know it's me. I'm the motherfucking one that said the Krabby Patties.
I know, man. We've been missing you.
I know, baby. I miss y'all, too.
We miss you. You know, we try to do it. You know, I see the 12 too seemed like that was a better fit for people. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, 10, that was still early, but you know, a lot of people got kids and they got to get their kids in the bed. You know what I'm saying? So I understand that too. So, you know.
Man, just like I said, you just brought up the kids shit. There's a lot of motherfuckers like, shit, I don't have to tell my kids shit. They 16 years old. I got twins. They 16. Them motherfuckers know. They know mama don't play. And them bitches as tall as me, because I'm 5'10", and my son stands 6'2". You feel me? So them bitches already know mama don't play, because I'll fight you like a nigga on the streets because you 16. I don't got time for these motherfuckers sitting up here with no goddamn belt. You feel me? So they know. You know what I'm saying? They know.
Shit.
But I'm talking about these kids with these goddamn little-ass babies.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I should be judging them motherfuckers, but I'm not going to judge them, because I don't know how you got that. But you know, of course, half these motherfucking females, I had this with my ex-girlfriend. Yeah, me and her wanted to have a baby together. Bitch, stop lying. Or that number one excuse, I got raped. Bitch, come on, really? Okay. Yeah. Hey, I ain't gonna judge them. What you do is what you do. If you fuck a nigga to get a baby, that's what you do. If you wanted a baby and you had to fuck a nigga, then hey, just tell me that. Because a lot of motherfuckers want kids, and a lot of motherfuckers don't have that money to motherfucking go to the clinic and get that motherfucking baby.
Well, sweetheart, we definitely want to thank you for hitting up on the She's On Radio. We got people to call, but definitely we gonna be look. I'm gonna hold your number, and if somebody wants to see him, we'll put them to you. Okay?
You already know it. I'm right here.
You know it. All right. Thank you so much for the support.
You welcome, baby. All
right. I'm gonna go down to area code 507-914. Talk to us. How do you feel about the stud? We ain't talking about the planned pregnancy or the planned having sex with the men or whatever. We talking about those studs that's out there having sex for fun, girls. Like, hey, what's up? My name's Titi. But then they bend over to another dude. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm Tiana. How do you feel about that? Area code 407. Talk to us.
Yo, what's
that? Hey, how you doing?
Shit.
Oh,
good. Basically, what I feel about it, what goes on in bed. But I don't even get down with that penetration type shit. I don't fuck with no niggas. But I feel like half of them females that be out here doing that shit, they just confused with themselves. So they get on Facebook, Twitter, whatever have you, saying, oh, I hate bisexuals, you feel me? And they fucking confused, so they hating themselves. So they'll get on there saying, oh, I hate this, I hate that. They basically tell them they said they hate themselves because they going home every night wondering what the fuck they want to be with or land over the nigga, you feel me?
Yeah.
So, they go home. I don't go down for that. I don't even like talking to nobody say for female because most of these fans out here, they just be gay because they say they gay because they best friend gay. Or they see like it's cool or whatever have you. Like, I don't like those trends, like people who just going for the trend. So most of them, they just faking, perpetrating, doing what they do.
Yeah.
I mean, you get on here, you get on Twitter, every day you'll see it. Plenty of stuff saying this and that. And next thing you know, oh, I got a 2-year-old or a 1-year-old. Or next thing you know, they pregnant. Like, my ex-girlfriend, I have a sister, and her sister go with a stud. And this nigga, I'm like, when I first met her, I'm like, cool, what's up, this and that. You know, we straight chilling. Next thing you know, yeah, she pregnant. She got a belly. She telling everybody. oh, we planned it. She the one wanted to have a baby. It's like, damn, what the fuck? But come to find out, she was fucking a nigga on the side. It's like, damn, you confused yourself, but she still can't say how she hate this, she hate that. It's like, damn, no, they basically just tell me to be they stuff, they hate they stuff. That's the way I feel about it.
But definitely, I definitely appreciate that, man, because, you know, I feel you too, it's to each his own, you feel what I'm saying? It is.
Yeah, I just feel like, be real with yourself, like, I ain't nobody finna, can't nobody judge you but God. That's the only person you gotta answer to at the end of the day, you, God and yourself. But the next bitch thing don't mean shit. So, I mean, if you gonna sit up there and be like, oh, you like this, you like dick, you bisexual, you like both, you confused, you don't know what the fuck you like. Do that. But like little mama who's just on the line, see, you feel me? If you gonna be like that, like say it, when you go with somebody, tell them straight up.
Yep, if people be more real, man, the world would be better, you know. You gotta be real.
Yeah, that's right.
Ain't nobody judge you but God, you feel me? So if you know.
That's straight up. That's the end of the day. That's who you're going to help. Yeah. Like, you don't sit up here and you lying to everybody. You got, like, I feel like nobody got no reason to lie to me. Don't nobody got no reason to lie to you or anybody else. But you don't lie for, like, I ain't in your bed. I ain't fucking you. But if you plan on getting down with me, let me know. You fuck nigga. Let me. Yeah. I should be the one to decide if I'm going to fuck with you. Just that you fucking niggas and shit. There's a lot of sims right now. There's a lot of people right now laid up with neck niggas and think about a bitch or laid up with a bitch thinking about a nigga wishing they was laid up with a nigga. I don't get that shit.
Cause they?
I don't get it at all. And doing it just to have a baby, I don't get it at all. I don't think you should put a baby in that type of situation. That's just me.
Yeah. Well,
that's basically all I had to say about that.
We thank you so much for coming on the She's On Radio, man.
Yeah.
Definitely, check us. Keep, don't go nowhere, though, because we still got a couple more topics to get through before we end the show. But I thank you for your support, man, and definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, thank you so much. All right, we talk to area code 340-227. How do you feel about a man that, I mean, Lord Jesus, please forgive me, everybody, please forgive me, all right. How do you feel about women, studs in general? You know, we respect it from fam's eye because it's kind of the norm. How do you feel about studs that are out there having sex with men for pleasure? 340-227, talk to me. Hello, 340-227? Hello? All right, how you call 347? 235, talk to me.
Hey, KC and Teddy, how y'all doing? It's Brownie.
Hey, Brownie, how are you?
I'm wonderful, and you?
I'm doing good, blessed, can't complain.
I know that's right. I'm listening. I just got on not too long ago. Really don't know too much of what you're talking about. I know when I called in, I heard another lady, she was on the phone talking about kids, people with 2, 3, 4 years old, and stuff like that.
Let me catch you up right quick.
Okay.
We're pretty much talking about, we're not talking about, you know, studs that go out to have planned pregnancies with men, you know, may have to lay down to get a baby. We're not talking about those ones because, you know, that's life. You know, people do that every day. They want a child. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do to get it. But we're talking about those studs that are out there, you know, with the divorces at the club. But, you know, hey, how you doing? My name is Chica Mana. When she bent over with the man. You know, we talking about those kind of ones.
Oh,
that does it for pleasure. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I ran into a few of those. I feel like this. I can respect you more if you come out and tell me.
Right.
Would I be with you? No. I want a woman that wants a woman. Not a woman that wants a woman and a man or this person. Uh-uh. Mm-mm. Number one, it's too much stuff going on in this world. And I'd be damned if you sleeping with this dude or that dude or that dude, and then you coming to me being all fetish. And, mm-mm. If I get something, then I'm not secure. I don't know what they do. If that's what they want to do, more power to them. But if I'm giving you 100% and it's all me and I'm not growing Tom, Dick, and Harry, I want you to give me things.
That's true.
Let me know. Talk to me. Like the female, like the other female said, a female body holds a sin. If I'm dealing with you and you're dealing with a man, I'm going to smell you. I don't give a damn how much you take a shower. As soon as your hormones start kicking in, you start sweating, that smell hits you. Every female holds an odor. And if you know your mate odor and they're dealing with someone else, that odor is going to change.
Yeah.
I think it's... like I said, I can't really... I'm not knocking no one. I have two daughters of my own.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter's 16. Was I with a man to conceive her? Yes. So I've been with a man before to have my kid.
Right.
But that was it.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. I'm not going to sit there. Oh, well, this girl pissed me off. So you know what? I'm going to jump to this dude. No. I've seen a lot of studs out there that look good, dress good, smell good, got a female. So I can see that same person 2 days later in some damn heels and short skirt holding up on some nigga's hand. And I'll be scratching my head. And a lot of them that I've seen, as soon as they see me, like, damn, I've seen this bitch, they want to hide their face.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hide your face, because whatever you do in your bedroom don't got nothing to do with me.
Right.
I just hope you told the person that you were dealing with that you're dealing with me, because I know if they find out, they're going to whoop that ass. I know studs that just mess with gay guys. That's their preference.
Right.
Do you? Won't you protect yourself? Hey, who am I? I'm not here to judge you. The only person that could judge is the man upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't fuck with you. I can't. I think it's nasty. But hey, everybody want to experience something. I feel like if you're a stud, you want to do, you're kind of girl. Listen, I have that aggressive tendency, but I do mess with a man. Now, it's up to you if you want to be bothered or not. I'm keeping it real. I'm coming 100% to you.
Right.
So, oh, Lord. I don't know. I've seen studs, have kids. It's kind of funny because I've seen plenty of studs pregnant. And I ran across this was the famous line. My sister couldn't have kids, so I'm carrying the baby for her. That's the famous line I heard.
Wow.
As much as I love my sister, my brother, and I can't do it. I got two of my own. I know that pain, but now I'm no.
Yeah.
Not happening.
Nah.
But there's some out there. We can be cool. We can go for a drink. Besides that, Nada. Nada. Because what my brother say, my brother call him B.O.B. Because he hangs out with a lot of studs to see studs getting fooled by the dude. So he call him B.O.B., bend over buddy. So whoever's dealing with a stud that's like that, more power to you. Studs that's doing it for being in the closet, more power to you. Just remember my name. My name is Brownie. Don't come with me. Come to me on that. If I ever find out, you're going to wish you never met me. Because I'm going to break every last bone. I'm going to wear that ass out. You're going to wish that you still in stilettos and that's what it do. I don't play that. I value my life. I treasure my life. The person that I'm with, I treasure their life. And my kids come before anyone. And I'd be damned if you give me something because you want to deal with a dude. You're trying to take me out of here and you're just disrespecting my kids. Not happening. And then not only that, you have to have papers. If you don't got no papers, I'm not dealing with you.
That's true.
I can't. I know you got other callers. I'm listening. That's just my preference. Everybody has their own preference and what they do. Me, I never took a strap, so I don't know what the strap things are. Hey, to each his own. Whoever takes a strap, more power to them. I can't do it. I feel like this. I can't do it. But I'm not going to say I never would try.
Right.
Because you might meet that person that you're so in love with. They may want to try it one time once. You've been together for years. I don't give a damn if it's a year, two, three, four. I'm talking about years. I'm talking about engaged, about to get married type thing. You know what? Let me try this to please my other. Something like that, something totally different. Before me to just, oh, all right, I'm with this stuff. Oh, that's all you do is strap. Dude, I don't give a damn how good you look. If I don't want to be penetrated, I'm not going to be penetrated. And before you cheat on me, I'd rather leave the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So if they got a little strap on that's about 2 inches, then we could talk. Because anything else, I see it, I'm running the other way. Deuce, I'm good. Not happening. I didn't like it when I was trying to conceive my kids. I damn sure not going to like it now that I'm grown and my kids are teens.
Right.
But everybody, as I said, I don't know. That's just me. But thank y'all. I know you got other callers. I'm still on the line. I agree. I don't know what the girl name was that was going off, letting it be known, hearing it all out. I took my hat off to her because she hit pointers that a lot of people don't understand, and sometimes the truth hurts, and what she hit, I know a lot of people probably hung up or feel real bad because it was the truth.
Right.
And I'd rather you hit me with the truth than lie.
Right.
I took my hat off to her because she said her thing. And I agree with everything she said. But I love y'all. I don't know who's going to sheep ride. But I see y'all there. If y'all there. If not, I have fun for y'all. And I'm listening in.
Well, thank you so much for your support, your honest. We dig real chicks here, all right?
Yeah,
we dig real chicks. Realness is definitely the key to life, you know. And
yeah.
We thank you so much for tuning in and supporting us. We definitely do that. Don't go nowhere because we got another topic heading up. I'm gonna catch the next few calls and go on the line, then we gonna go on to the next topic, okay?
All right, I'm here.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
line. We're going to go into area code 804-236. Talk to us about, before I go on to you, area code 804-236, we are talking about studs in general. You know, we know the fam sometimes go back to the men. We know that. You know, that's understandable. We know that some studs have planned pregnancy with men. It's okay because sometimes we can't afford other options. So we want to know how you feel about those studs that just having sex with studs just because they want to have sex with studs and it's for pleasure. So how do you feel about that? To area code 804-236.
First of all, how y'all doing?
All right, and you?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how you doing? I had to catch your voice.
I think that, I mean, I agree with a lot of the callers, the way they feel. Everybody entitled to their opinion. But me, personally, I put that under a category as judging someone. So if that's what they like, then that's what they like. That's what they want to do. I mean, so many of us judge each other in this community, and then we try to go against the people that's not in the community for judging us for whatever they think about us. So, like I said, whatever you feel like, I mean, if you a stud fucking a man or two studs fucking each other, whatever you feel like that's what you want to do, then do it. As long as you take into consideration other people's health and other people's well-being. You know what I'm saying? If that's what you want to do, then, I mean, by all means, do it. You got one life to live. It is what it is. I don't want you, but, I mean, it is what it is. That's what they want to do. Let them do it. Don't judge them. Don't make them feel bad. They probably doing it on a down low because people are judging them and making them feel like they less of a person because that's what they want to do. That's when you get into a habit. That's why people don't come out the closet, because they so scared somebody going to say this about them or feel this way about them. Let the people do what they want to do.
All right.
Let them do what they want to do. That's the way I feel about it.
It's true. That's the only way you can do it, you know. Can't be judging people and shit, you know what I'm saying? People let that last.
Studs, fam, transgender, whatever, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's still a woman.
Exactly, it's still a woman.
You know, she might have her, you know, the womanly instincts might kick in, she might want to get on or something. So, I mean, it is what it is. That's what she wants, man. Hey.
Just don't lie to me. Just don't tell me the truth.
Let me choose my own destiny, pretty much.
Exactly. I gotta know what I'm putting my lips on, you know? I gotta know that. That's just real talk, you know?
Right. And everybody in their mama knows, you know, that I won't always be women. I was with men before. I got two kids or whatever. I'm just completely with women. I don't date men. I don't like them. It bothers me, you know? But that's my decision. That's what I want to do. Let these people do what they want to do.
Right.
You know? If they have a baby and 3 months later they decide that they want to be, you know, they just want to mess with women, then that's just what it is. Can't dictate when nobody feel like they want to be gay or if they ever, you know, that's just the way I feel about it. Everybody human.
Yeah, everybody human. Each his own here. to each his own. I can't judge no bad. The way I'm living my life, probably ain't up to standards easy. You know what I'm saying? But hey, should nobody be giving a fuck about what I'm going through and what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, what I'm doing with my life. Or, you know, so I got some bisexual friends. They are human. Like, they just like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they cool
people, shit. Yeah, I'm cool with them. Hey, you want to be bisexual, sweetheart, be bisexual.
Exactly. It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is.
You ain't letting my be, so
No, that's right. And if you are laying in my bed, you need to be 100 with me, because I ain't got time for this. You need to tell me what's going on. I don't get it.
That's
fine.
Right.
Right.
Everybody
yeah.
needs to keep it 100. Like, you got to keep it 100. You got to tell the truth. You got to be open with who you are. You know what I'm saying? That goes for as far as getting judged, period, for being gay, period. You just got to open up and be who you are.
Right.
Period. So... Yeah.
Sure.
Casey, I am praying for you because, like I said, I know what that, you know, is I'm just want to let you know I'm praying for you.
You said what? Well, I can't hear you.
I said I'm praying for you because I kind of like hearing you, you know. I just want to let you know that.
Thank you so much, you know. Thank you so much. You know, it's just, you know, it was just a hard week, you know. It's a hard week. And I kind of hear it in yours, too. Mm-hmm. I hear it in yours, too. Just a lot went on this week, you know.
Yeah, you know, people got to try to hide stuff. You know, your life got to go on, but it's better. But I just wanted to let you know that I am praying for you.
Thank you so much, thank you. Praying, you know, and just, you know, while we talk about that, you know, just shout out to, you know, like I said in the beginning, shout out to Michelle Bobby, man. Rest in peace. She an angel now, you feel me? Like, she an angel now. She peace. She at peace, man. So.
Mm-hmm. She doing better than that. Right.
Oh yeah, she doing better than us, baby. She probably laughing right now at us right now, girl.
Mm-hmm. Look at them.
Mm-hmm. They gotta shout out. Yeah, but you know, God got her, and we gotta continue to lift her up in prayers every day. Every day. Wow.
But I ain't going nowhere. This might keep, you know, this is my new number, so that's what I'm gonna be, you know.
All
right. That's me. I'm still be on the line waiting for the next time.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and we're gonna definitely get that next topic after these next two callers, okay?
All right,
we're going to go to area code 804-433. Topic is, how do you feel about studs that are out there having sex with men for pleasure? Talk to us.
This is my fucking JD. I love
Hello?
Dick.
Say
Hello?
What?
Yeah.
What is that? Yeah.
I said, yeah, this is JD, and I love taking dick.
I take it all the time.
Yeah. I'm about to go fuck my girl, then get fucked by my nigga.
Yeah,
I call him daddy, he call me daddy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Michelle.
Hear that. That's right. Alright, area code 202-903. Talk to us. Hello, 202? Alright, area code 860-990. Talk to us. Hello?
Did I miss the other topic?
Oh, we still talking about the same thing.
Oh, okay. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm listening to everybody share their opinions and their thoughts, and the only thing I can say is everybody has an opinion, and my opinion may not matter to some, and some others' opinions may not matter to me. It's to each his own, you know? I just have a problem with it only because I come from the old school, either you are or you aren't. You know, there isn't a gray area. Today, there's all kinds of gray areas, and there's all kinds of labels and names. And, you know, when I was coming up, it was either you were a lesbian or you weren't. You were a butch, or a bulldagger, or a bulldyke. Or you were a girly girl, or a femme, or a feminine. You know, there was, I don't even know what an AG is, or, you know, I had never heard of the S4S, or, you know, and I mean, if you want to lay down with a man, just like I heard a young lady say, just be real about it. You know, just like I heard you say, Casey, just be real about it, you know. Don't try and play around and say that you're a lesbian today and then fuck a man tomorrow. It just doesn't make any sense, and there is a sense. My ex-wife left me for a man, and she had been messing around. That's why I stopped sleeping with her 3 years before our relationship ended, because I smelled her. I smelled scent. And it was nothing pretty. You know what I mean? I just, I don't know. I have my own views about it. I'm old school, like I said. Maybe I'm outdated or past date. But, I mean, I was brought up by older lesbians, and they taught me, you know, either you're going to be in this lifestyle and you're going to live this lifestyle, or you're not, you know. I mean, there's just a lot. There's a lot that goes along with it, too, you know. I mean, listen, my ex contracted not HIV, but she contracted a venereal disease. That was the last time. I didn't touch her before that, but that was the last time that I slept in the bed with her. So, I mean, there's a lot of risk involved in sleeping with a man and then going home and sleeping with your girl. There's just a lot more involved than just hurting someone's feelings. You know, I don't know. Just be real with it, you know. And as far as coming out, I mean, people are coming out more and more every day. It's a personal choice. I understand that. And some people just don't have the courage. They haven't built up the courage or the faith to believe that they're going to be okay once they come out. Hell, I came out when coming out in 1977, when coming out was unspeakable. For a 13-year-old girl. Maybe we should have, maybe that should be a topic. You know, how was your coming out? You know what I mean? Because I hear a lot of people mention coming out. It has nothing to do with coming out. Either you are a lesbian, or you are a bisexual, or, I mean, you're just a girl who likes to dress in boys' clothing and still get the rod, get the pole, get the penis, you know. I'm getting aggravated, and you know, I mean, hats off to the woman who was sharing, you know, getting shit off her chest. Hats off to everyone who has an opinion. That's what I say, to each his own. If you have an opinion, voice it. That's what this radio show is all about. It's about voicing your opinion and sharing your experiences. Damn it, I'm sharing my experience. I've been out for 34 years, and I ain't never tucked back in the closet.
Mm-hmm.
I have never ducked back in that bitch. I've been out ever since, and proud of it, too. But that doesn't mean that I'm carrying my strength in my backpack and shit. Not today, no. I'm an old, you know, I'm an older lesbian, and, you know, I've said this before. We really need to start to have some integrity and some love for one another. Just because I'm expressing my opinion doesn't mean that I wouldn't give that stud a hug if they needed it. That was getting dicked down.
Right.
I would still give that stud a hug. Because she's a human being just like I am. I'm all about love, but damn, come on. Let's have some integrity. That's what it's all about. You know, lesbians, we need to have, the LGBT community, we need to have integrity and love for one another. Okay, we're expressing our opinions, and we're expressing our views. Yes, it may be judgmental, but who on this earth does not judge? I'm saying, all of us as human beings, we judge. You know, we character assassinate. That doesn't mean that we don't have love in our hearts.
And that doesn't mean that we wouldn't help the next person. Because I'm down for helping anybody. I'm down for listening to anybody, talking to anybody, sharing my experience, sharing my hope for you, sharing my dreams for this community. But goddamn, come on.
Right.
So I don't want to talk anymore. I just want to listen. Because now, you know, who, you know what? We all judge. I'm not going to say it again. Now I'm getting a little, I'm getting, my feathers are getting ruffled now. Shit, we all fucking judge. That's just the bottom line. We're human. We look at another human being and say, ooh, why'd she come out the house like that? That's judging. Or, mm-mm, I don't like her shoes. Or even by us saying, oh, that person is judging. That's messed up. Okay, so you're judging me for judging another person. Just by saying that phrase. You know what I mean? It's a vicious circle, but we are all judgmental in some form. It doesn't mean that I'm hating, because I'm not hating. I don't want to be you. I like being me. I'm all right with being me. Hell, I don't want to be anybody else but who I am. I am perfectly comfortable with being a lesbian, multicultural, Polish, French, Native American, and Portuguese. I'm proud of it. Damn proud of it. You know, we all just need to be proud of who we are, but don't try and hide shit, because what's done in the dark comes to the light all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. You know, whoever's going to be a sheep pride, my name is Susan. You'll see me. I'll be the heavy sketch. See, I'm getting tired, Casey. I told you I'm old and I can't hang. No, but I'll be the heavy set, light skinned woman, you know, dressed in boys' clothes, but please, I love to give hugs and I love to love. Say hello to me. You'll see a beaming smile come on my face. I smile, I like to laugh, I giggle, you know. Hell, I may even throw my wrist up. That don't mean that I want to be a dirty girl. That just means that I'm embracing my femininity for the moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I might even say, hey.
Hey. Okay.
No, but seriously, come on. We all need to just like I said before, spread love. Not hate. I ain't trying to hate on anybody. Hate is too strong of an emotion. If I hated on someone, that means that I had some kind of emotional attachment to them.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I really don't hate on anyone. I really don't. I don't even hate my ex-wife for leaving me for a man after knowing him 3 weeks. Come on. I wish her all the best and all the love in the world. And now she is his headache. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mm.
So now, okay, you guys are going to go on to the next topic because I stayed awake especially. See, tomorrow I'm going to take a nap because, you know, old folks got to take naps.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Casey, you sound kind of tired now. Come on. You sound kind of tired. For real.
I'm just depressed a little bit, but I'm okay.
Okay, well, I love you. Just a hug.
I'm okay.
Oh, here's a hug. Cousin. Yeah, I just hugged my face for you, man.
Yeah, I'm all right.
And listen, Earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal.
That's right.
Earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. It's okay, you're in your feelings. Embrace those feelings. Don't stay stuck in them too long. And move forward, because that's what your friend Michelle Barbie would have wanted you to do. See, I've been listening. She would have wanted you to carry on and to carry your message of hope and love for the lesbian, gay, transgender, and bisexual community.
Mm-hmm.
She would have wanted you to do that, to continue on in your journey. So it's okay. I understand about grief. It's all fresh, it's all new. I'm not going to tell you that it gets better. It gets different. As time goes on, it gets different. But we never stop missing that person, ever. and loving that person and wanting them to be in our presence. God just had a higher calling for them. You know, he wanted her to come home to him. It was her time to come home to her father. And one day our father will call us.
Yeah. I thank you for that.
You're welcome. And I mean that sincerely from the bottom of my heart. I lost the most important person in my life, my hero, my best friend, and my mother. And, you know, it was quick, it was sudden, and it hurt like hell for 2 years. And I didn't go out of the house for 2 years, so I know how paralyzing grief can be. And I went to grief and loss classes with other people who had lost people suddenly and traumatically, and then I went on to become a grief and loss volunteer counselor for hospice for people that had either died from HIV or any terminal illness. And, you know, I mean, just embrace your feelings. It's all right. There is no time limit on grief, ever. Don't let anyone tell you that you should be over it. You should be, you know, it's done, it's over with. Grief is never done. We will never, ever stop grieving. It just gets better. It doesn't get better. The grieving process gets different, and we learn how to cope with it better. But to say to someone, oh, it gets better, you know, as time goes on, no, it does not. It does not get better. We just get better at dealing with it. But it never gets better. And some days the pain is not going to be there. And some days it's going to seem like it just happened yesterday or it just happened an hour ago. And that's when you just get yourself grounded and say, okay, this is the year, this is the month, this is the day. You get yourself grounded. You embrace the moment that you're in and you focus on that. This is the moment, okay? This person's been gone for X amount of time and they're no longer with me, but they're with me in my heart, and their spirit is always with me. I carry that part of their spirit with me. You know, I mean, yeah. But it'll start to get different as time goes on. I promise you. And you'll look back and you'll say, you know what? That Miss Susan, she told me this shit. But yes, it does. It really does get better. And excuse me for coughing. It really does get, yeah, your dealing with it will get better. I keep saying it gets better, but it's our dealing with the process of grief gets better. And I miss my mom like crazy, man. I cry for her every other night still. You know, I still cry for my mother, and it'll be 6 years. But I mean, you know, that was the person that taught me most of what I know and loved me like no other person could ever love me. The only other person that could love me greater than my mother is God. That's it. And I don't look for that love from anyone else today. I look for God to give me that love, to embrace me like my mother embraced me. So you look to God. You look to your God to love you like this woman loved you and accepted you and was in your corner for you. And that's a message to everybody, okay? I'm doing a little mini session, and I just want to tell anyone that's out there, if that's okay, Casey and Teddy, if that's all right, I don't want to overstep my boundaries.
Are you listening?
No, I said I don't want to overstep my boundaries.
Now what?
Okay, if there's anyone out there that has lost someone, that is grieving someone, the loss of someone not being in their lives anymore, grieving a relationship, you know, grieving having to let go of something that was really special or important to them, just hold on. As time goes on, you will start to look at the situation differently. It may not get better right away, and that's when you embrace whatever it is you need to embrace that is a healthy that is a healthy substitute for either that person, that thing, that relationship. It does. It gets easier as time gets on dealing with it, but it'll never be easy to deal with. It just gets easier. And, you know, I give you a big radio hug and tell you that, I mean, I understand, and it's going to be all right eventually. But we have to walk through the pain in order to get over it and through it. We have to walk through it. We have to face it head on. We can't go around it with drugs, alcohol, you know, substituting, going and sleeping with this one, that one, and the next one, or, you know, substituting with food, or, you know, something that's going to be destructive and harmful. Find positive ways to deal with it. Pray. It works. I'm a living witness. It works. You're talking to a suicide survivor, cancer survivor. You know, I've been through a lot, and, you know, things do change. As I get older, I gain more wisdom, and I get more knowledge about things, and things do change, and situations do get better. I'm done.
Well, thank you so much for calling. She's on radio. You definitely, I know, touched a lot of people today.
Well, I mean, thank you for letting me talk. I appreciate it. You know, and I say these things with all sincerity from the bottom of my heart, because I know what it's like to feel pain and to struggle and get to the other side of that pain. And I'm glad that you let me share my experience, my strength, and my hope with your audience and with you, too. Thank you. It was an honor and a privilege for you to allow me to do that. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you, too. Know that.
All right. I do.
Yep, so definitely thank you for tuning in to She's on Radio. I'm going to ask this one question, get everybody to go down the line. So, and I'll be right back to you, okay?
Sure, sure. Go ahead.
All right, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
All right. So, since we were sitting here and talking about we was talking about studs that have sex with men. For pleasure. My question to everyone is on the line. We don't have much time to talk, but we're going to get this question in, so everybody please. This is going to get everybody in. We got a lot of people to talk to, so we're going to make it quick. Not short, snappy, and quick. All right, ladies, the question for tonight is, since we're talking about studs and having sex with men, my question to everybody on the phone, everybody listening, She's on Radio right now, would you ever have sex with a stud than having sex with men? Man, that's a hot one, right?
That's a hot one.
I want to see what people got to say now. So, ladies, definitely be mindful that we have people on the phone. And we only got a few minutes to talk. You know what I'm saying? All right, so we're trying to get everybody in. So, would you, ladies, press number one right now, because I want to know y'all answer to this question, all right? Press number one. The question is, would you have sex with a stud that loves getting a nana, but she like to get a little dick on the side? I ain't talking about no strap on, ladies. We talking about the bickle. Who are we talking about? The man dick, okay? All right? Y'all ladies, press that one. I want to hear what you got to say. 720-252. Would you not, and why? Quick. Talk to me.
I would. Because for the simple fact, I have fucked with a feminine chick that mess with dudes. But like I said, would I be in a relationship with you? No. You know what I'm saying? But just to have sexual encounters with you, yeah, I do it. I do it because I'm not here to judge you. If the sex is good on my end and you're putting it in on me right, then I would.
All right. That's a good answer. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Good answer. All right, thank you for calling. She's on radio. We might be back to you. Just trying to get everybody in, do as many topics as we can. You get me?
I already got you. I'm online, baby.
Thank you so much for the support, all right?
You're welcome, baby.
All right. Let's go to area code 347-235. Make it quick. How do you feel? Would you have sex with a stud that's getting it in with the man dick? Talk to me.
No, hell no. I do not want no boy, and I'll be 11, and I do not want to deal with a female that's taking boy, and I'll be 11. So that's hell to the no, each own, but for me, no.
All right, thank you so much for talking to us. Don't go nowhere. We got another question lined up. Thank you so much, sweetheart, okay?
You're welcome.
All right, area code 804-236. Talk to me. Yes, no, why? Let's get it.
Nope. I ain't gonna say no. I don't know. I'm a, right now, in this state of mind, state that I'm in right now, is no. Because that's not what I'm feeling. But I never say no to nothing because I never know who I might fall in love with. But as of right now, no, I don't feel that. No.
I hear that. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't go nowhere. I'm trying to get this next question in, but we'll be right back to you, all right?
All right.
All right. Area code 202903. Talk to me. Yes, no, why? Make it quick. Hello, 202903. All right, we'll be back to her. Area code 860-990. Talk to us. Let us know. Yes, no, why?
Hell no. I've said enough, but hell to the no. I don't care what I'm feeling. It doesn't matter. No. No. Nope. We're not doing it.
All right, thank you so much for tuning in. That was a good answer. Keep it straight to the point, right?
Mm-hmm.
But thank you so much. We're going to try to hit this next question in. But
mm-hmm.
All right, area code 302-287. Tell me, would you do it? Yes, no. Would you have sex with that stud? Yes, no. Why? Let us know why. Make it quick. Oops, hello, 302.
You can inject. I don't
all
want right, it.
There we
so
go.
Thank you.
Hello?
I'm here. I said, no, it's Toya, and I'm not doing nobody that does dick. That's disgusting, and I don't want it. I ain't judging you if you do. It ain't for me. It's not my preference. I like a girl who likes a girl.
I feel that.
If you like pussy, then I'm with you. If you like pussy and dick, I am sorry, boo-boo, but it's not for me.
All right. Well, thank you so much for talking to us. Don't go nowhere. We got another question lined up. And we'll be right back to you, all right?
Yes, baby. I'll be here.
All right. Hey, you called 202-213. Yes, no, maybe so. Would you date a stud that likes to get dick down by the man dick?
Daddy. Now, Daddy, you know goddamn well I'm a fool that loves to film.
Hello?
Yeah, okay. What you
saying? I'm a femme that loves the femmes, honey. And it for me, it ain't about sex. It's what you got on your mind. That's the problem I know you said make it quick, but the problem is everything is not, everything is turned lustful these days. It's
not, but the question was, daughter, the question was, would you have sex with a stud that like dick? Would you do that?
Hell no, I want a film. I don't want her to, if she want dick.
All right. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back to you, all right?
All right.
All right. Area code 254-624. Talk to me. Would you date a woman or would you have sex with a stud? Stud. That like to have sex with men for pleasure. Talk to me. 254-624.
Would I date him or would I do him?
I mean, either.
If we're together at that point and then they're, like, just with me, then yeah. But, like, if we're together and you're off doing that too, then no.
Mm-hmm.
if that makes sense.
It makes sense.
Okay, well then that's my answer.
It makes sense. Oh yeah, it makes a lot of sense. But I think you missed too fast forward for talking to us. And we're going to be right back to you. All right, sweetheart.
All right, girl.
All right, girl. All right, ladies, look, don't be scared to talk to us. We got a few more minutes left on the line. It's a couple of y'all. Look, pressing number one, we're here to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about anything. The question now is, ladies, all right, we talking about the studs that like to get dick down or whatever. So my question to you ladies is on the phone. Hey, would you get dick down by a man now that you're a lesbian? I ain't like that one.
No! You reversed it on them all.
Would you like to get dick down by the man dick while you are a lesbian, okay? While you are a lesbian. And another question is, if you would, are you getting dick down now?
Oh, Lord, this is
going
to be interesting, bro.
Yes, it's going to be interesting. I want you ladies to press the one. I want to know. Talk to me. Talk to Casey. Talk to Teddy. We want to know, are you interested in getting dick down right now by King Joe? All right. All right. Hey, we might get about two more questions in. So y'all ladies make it quick now. So y'all ladies tell me right now. Hey. Was you like that? 720-252. Are you getting dick down right now? 720-252.
You got me fucked up. No, sir. I'm sorry. I may fuck with a bitch that's getting dick down. That's a totally different story. You feel me? I'll fuck you real good. But hell no, dick is not coming my way. My baby daddy couldn't even stay on me but 5.2 seconds, and I got pregnant with his motherfucking ass. You got me fucked up.
Ooh.
Fuck the dick. I don't even like straps, you feel me? I don't even like a dildo in my goddamn pussy, okay? I like my pussy to be tight and motherfucking soft and little. I don't like no wide. Fuck you. Hell no. I know a lot of bitches probably been hung up with this goddamn question. I hear chirping and all kind of silences on the phone and all kind of bullshit. I'm waiting for this goddamn answer, too. Next.
All right. We'll be right back to you, sweetheart, all right?
I'm right here. All
right. Area code 347. Area code 347-235. I want to know right now, are you a lesbian, quote-unquote lesbian, like likes to get dick down? Is that what you like to do, 347-235? Talk to me right now.
You're going to make me fight you, Casey.
I'm
going to fight you. It is not no 4. I do not want no 4-9-3-11. Nigga, keep that shit. I don't. Nigga, stick it in the grinder for all I can. It's not happening this way. No. I love the vajayjay. I'm going to stay with the vajayjay till the day I die. It's not happening, baby.
Man, I just did it for fun. I just want to see what people, you know, what people really going to say. You feel what I'm saying?
Well,
it's all,
the
49311
could go the opposite way. It's not for me.
All right, sweetheart. We thank you for talking to us. We got one more question we're going to kick in, all right? But I'm going to go ahead and get everybody else. All right, thank you so much. All right, ladies, if you do want to talk to me, Teddy, you know what I'm saying, call us at 646-716-6977. Do not be scared to talk to us. Press that number one. We are definitely here. We want to know. Now, the question of tonight, we have talked about studs, the light, you know, to get dick down for pleasure or whatever. You know, I've asked you, would you date a stud that likes to get dick down for pleasure? Mel, I'm asking you, 804-236, do you like to get dick down? That is the topic. That is the hot question for tonight. 804-236. Talk to us.
No. I've been saying no before you clicked me on. Every time you click one, say a number. No. I don't even like them to be near me, touch me, try to holler at me. Nothing. No.
All right, Miss No. Sound like a Beyonce over there, girl.
No.
Hi, Miss 804.
That's what you better have said, girl.
No, I'm just joking.
I'm just messing with you, buddy. But yeah, thank you for calling in. Look, don't go nowhere because I got another question that's going to blow your mind, so don't go nowhere.
Okay? I ain't going nowhere because I want to hear somebody say, yeah, I want to hear.
Yes, I want to hear too, girl. That's why I'm going. Look, that's why I'm going fast, girl. I'm trying to speed down this bitch. I'm trying to get everybody.
Go ahead, kick me. I'm gonna kick you off. You
know,
kick me. Go ahead.
I'll be right back to you. All
right.
All right. Code 202-903. I want to know, do you like to get deep down? And I want you to tell me the truth. Don't be scared. Can't nobody see you over the phone or nothing. So tell me, do you like to get deep down? 202-903. Hello, 202-903. All right, call 302-287. Do you like to get dick down? Talk to me. Be real with me. Make it quick.
Oh, no, and if a nigga tried to dick me down, I would stitch his face to a fucking soccer ball and send it to his mother. So, hell no.
Oh, my goodness. You are a feisty one, honey.
I wish a nigga would try to come over this with his dirty-ass little penis. I beat it to him. Fuck out of here. That's dirty. Next caller, let me hear yourself. Uh-huh. Let me hear the rest. I'm about to say, you know my answer.
All right, we'll be right back, man. All right. There you go, 254-624. You done heard us talk about getting dick down. Studs getting dick down by dudes for pleasure. You done heard me ask you, would you date a stud? That gets dick down for pleasure. Now, my question is to you, and I want you to be real with me. Are you getting dick down? Are you bisexual? Talk to me. I want to know the deal, girl. Talk to me.
No, ma'am. Mm-mm.
So how do I know you're not getting dick down? So you sound real nice and sweet with it.
What? Because I'm not aggressive like these other girls.
You said real nice, too. She was like, no, ma'am. Girl, look, tell me the truth. Look. I got everybody else on mute, right? It's just me between me and you and Teddy. Do you like to get dick down? You like to get dick down?
No.
We gonna still love you. We gonna still support you.
No,
do you like
I do not. I'm just not aggressive like this. I'm not gonna yell and say no and all that. And I just know.
We gonna take that. I believe her, Teddy. You believe?
I believe you.
All right. We believe you. Alright, what up? We're going to be right back, alright?
Okay.
Alright, code 248-242. I want you to tell me right now. We're going to ask you about the studs taking dick for pleasure. How you feel about it? Well, I'm going to ask you, would you date a stud that take dick for pleasure? But now the question to you, 248, is, I want to know the truth, girl. Don't lie to me now. I got the belt. Are you taking dick right now? Are you bisexual? You know what I'm saying? Do you like a little sugar in your coffee, you know. So, tell me right now, 248-242, talk to me.
No.
Okay. Okay. Say no. Alright, well that's the answer for tonight. We're gonna come back to you, okay? Thanks so much for talking to us.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, area code 202-2138. Would you let a man dick you down? Are you into bisexualism? Talk to us.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, that motherfucker be trying to find the other half of his dick to piss.
What are you telling me? You gonna cut half of his dick off and just give him
not
the
just half the head, the middle, and the end.
So fight it. Yeah, it's ruthless, ain't it?
That's what you gotta do. I don't blame him. Fuck that. Never been touched. What? Wow. Daddy, get out of here.
I love you, daughter.
I love you, too.
Look, we gonna come back to you, all right?
You know it. Oh, all right. Go ahead.
All right, there you go, 860-990. You know the question. Look, was you taking the dick? You taking the dick? Look, you know I'm picking. Are you taking the dick, Susan? Huh? Tell me the truth.
Oh, motherfucking no.
Tell me, Susan, you taking
hell
a dick?
Hell motherfucking no. Mm-hmm. I ain't had dickens so long, I don't even know what the little motherfucker looks like. All I know, all I remember is the motherfucker looks like a ugly, shriveled up fucking mushroom. Hell no. Mm-mm. Nope. Nope. And nope.
No, that's right.
And
thank you so
wait
much.
A minute. And no. No.
No.
Goodbye. No. Hell no. Nasty, nasty shit.
Thank you so much, man. All right, ladies, look. Tonight, y'all already know. Before we go every night, she's on at the dot. Oh, she's on at the dot, ladies. So, my question to you is, this is my question to you. Let me see. Let me get a quick question right quick, cause I, you know, we gotta make it nasty, cause y'all nasty as hell. Lord, matter of fact, let me ask 720. 720, give me a topic. Give me some nasty. Give me a nasty question.
Oh shit, you
done
did it now. Okay, a nasty.
Come on, girl.
Question.
We ain't got much time now. Give me a nasty question. Come on.
How do you fuck, like, what's your sexual appetite in the bedroom? Like, are you spontaneous in the bedroom? You like having outdoor sex? What is your freakiness on the level?
Alright, well, before we go down the line, tell me, what is your freaking level? What's your freaking
level? Oh, my freaking level is up there. Because I'm a bitch that like to have outdoor sex. The thrill of somebody watching me getting fucked is a major turn on. Or me fucking somebody in public is a major turn on. Fucking in the grass, in the rain, on the side of the highway, on the roof of the car. Yes, ma'am. Yes, indeed.
Amen.
Yes, indeed.
All right. I'm going to go ahead. Thanks so much for that topic. I'm going to go see what everybody else feel, okay?
Yep.
All right. Eric Hill, 804-236. What is your sexual level? She wants to know. Are you a fag or a pillow princess? How do you get down in the bedroom?
Whatever my lover wants.
If we don't get back to you tonight, definitely have a good night, okay? We'll be right. I'm gonna try my best though.
No, hold on. Is you taking the dick right now?
Hell no.
We had to put you on the spot too.
I'm sorry for cussing, man, but I can't imagine no big thing going into these big jam butt cheeks, girl. I've been a swallow his shit.
I just wanted to
talk
one time for y'all.
My manly butt cheeks, bitch. Girl, not to call you no bitch like that, but you know, this is a cunt saying, but you know, I've been gonna put him in the house for the girl.
I just was teasing on y'all. You know, y'all do everybody
else
on the spot.
Yeah, well.
All right, good night, y'all.
He been to put that thing in me. I've been a part of that bitch out.
Oh, God.
Girl, I've been a blue it.
Oh, God. No, gross.
After dark.
That was after dark.
Yes.
That was way after dark, but that was 2 nights from now, dog. Good crazy.
Yes, yeah. That would blow that bitch off.
Man, you're making me sick to my stomach. Please stop. Oh, God.
Yes, Casey will blow that bitch off, and them shit
would
smell good, bitch. He
would
be dead.
It'll make the 11 o'clock news.
Yes, girl. Cheeseburgers with that, honey. I'll make sure.
Oh.
Extra cheese. He would be dead. You hear me? Yes.
Oh, man.
You heard it tonight, Casey. She's on. She will blow the dick off. Yes, I will. We blow that bitch down.
Blow it down?
You made me laugh, man. Man,
that was a nice little ending right there.
Yes. I'm sorry. First of all, matter of fact, stay on the phone. Because we have to close it. We got to close the night off, okay? Definitely got closing night off. 2:03. We went over 3 minutes. But look, I still love y'all. Because I love y'all, and I just don't want to hang up on us, and then it'll be a rude ending. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I definitely want to thank you ladies for tuning in to She Zone Radio. If you're on the street and you see a man, right?
Oh, Lord.
And he say, damn, let me put my dick in your butt. What you ladies need to do, you need to hold it in, quench them butt cheeks together, and you need to blow his dick off. Do you hear me, ladies? Blow it off and blow it clean. Do not leave no residue. Do not leave no nothing. I mean, blow it off. Blow it out the socket, girl. I'm nasty. I'm sorry. Some ladies just can't handle pure fun. You know, you can't handle pure fun. We just have
fun. After dark, after dark.
It's after dark. We talk about everything. You know what I'm saying? So, I want y'all ladies, look, if you have not heard about She Pride 2012, 2 weeks, baby, will be Richmond, Virginia, Pretty P, King Chaos, Onyx, man, X-Rated, Nympho. Man, look, it's going to be a lot of people, man. So y'all need to come out here to She Pride 2012, Richmond, Virginia, to get your tickets, www.shepride.tk. If you have not gotten your tickets, I advise you to get them now. People are, you know, people get them at the last minute, and I'm getting calls every day to get tickets. They're going like, listen to me, get those tickets ASAP, okay? That's all I'm going to say. I'm trying to help you,
all right? I don't get them now.
I'm trying to help you, so y'all go ahead and get them tickets. You know, I want to thank, you know, Mimi from The Juice. I want to thank her for her continued support. Y'all definitely check Mimi, y'all check out The Juice on YouTube every night. Y'all need to search it on YouTube. It's pretty much put it like this. It's not radio, but it's televised. So what you get is She's on Radio, you get that in person. Y'all get to see Mimi, y'all get to see Key, y'all get to see Key Smiles and the other co-hosts, and it's off the chain, all right? Y'all need to check her out. She's definitely doing big things. She's doing positive things in the community. So y'all check her out. We got to support each other, man. We got to love each other. One thing I learned today, man, we all got to grow up. We got to know that people not going to like us. People not going to love us. People not obligated to even support us. But you know what? They gotta respect us. You get what I'm saying? So if you want respect, y'all need to start. Some people need to change their ways. You know what I'm saying? Some people need to get off that high horse and, you know, make your friend. You had friends back in the day, man, that you haven't seen in a long time. Y'all need to make it right. I don't care what y'all went through, but if you was friends one time in your life and it was a real good friend to you and y'all just stopped being friends over something stupid, you know what I'm saying? Y'all need to get that friendship back. Because life is too short and you can't tell nobody when they dead what you wanted to tell them when they was alive. You get what I'm saying? So y'all need to mend them friendship. I don't care what you going through, man. I don't care what it is. Y'all need to make that work. Family, y'all, you know, a lot of people, y'all dealing with y'all mama and y'all daddy. You know, they'll cuss your ass out about being gay. But you know what? You got to love your mama and your daddy anyway. Because guess what? They raised you. They put you on this earth, and you need to make it right. You know what I'm saying? They don't have to accept you for your life. You know what I'm saying? They don't have to accept you. They're your mom and your daddy. They got their own tradition. People setting their ways. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to make that right with your mama, your mama and your dad, your aunts, your cousins, family, friends, all that. Make it work. Life too short, baby. Life is, you here today, you gone tomorrow. So y'all need to make that work, man. But I definitely want to thank, you know, Teddy for coming on. She's on radio. I thank you so much, Teddy.
No problem. You know you got me. I ain't going nowhere.
For your continued support, you know what I'm saying? I really do appreciate that. I really do, you know.
No.
I think everybody that called in. So, y'all ladies definitely tune in tomorrow. You know, we're going to try the 12-2 thing again. It looked like it made a big turnout. It really did.
Yeah.
So, we'll try the 12-2 again. We'll try it until y'all cuss us out. You know, we do for y'all, okay?
Then they starting to get the belt.
Yeah, now we be getting the belt to them. We don't want them to get the belt to us. It don't feel good. You know?
No, don't feel right.
But I love y'all. Y'all have a good night. you know, man. Y'all keep it easy, man. This make them relationships right, man. Life too short to be stuck up and all that. Get them things in order. Stop being goddamn hard-headed, you hear me? Y'all stop being hard-headed. Like, I ain't even gonna say it. Life's too short, I'm gonna say it again. But I love y'all. Y'all have a good night. Take it easy. Be here tomorrow.